The Catalan Revolt, Chapter 1. The Catalan Revolt, which took place in the 17th century, was a significant event in the history of Catalonia, a region in northeastern Spain with a distinct cultural and linguistic identity. The revolt began due to various complex political, social, and economic factors that had been building up over time. To fully understand the Catalans' revolt, it is essential to delve into the historical context, the causes, the course of the revolt, and its consequences. Let's dive into the historical context. Catalonia has a long history of political and cultural autonomy within the Iberian Peninsula. By the 17th century, Catalonia was a principality within the Spanish crown, enjoying certain privileges and self-governing institutions. However, tensions arose between the Catalan institutions and the centralizing efforts of the Spanish monarchy, particularly under the rule of King Philip IV and his favorite, the Count Duke of Olivares. The causes of the revolt. Centralizing policies. The policies of the Spanish crown aimed at consolidating power and centralizing authority threatened Catalan autonomy. The attempts to diminish the traditional privileges of Catalonia and impose more control from Madrid alienated the Catalans. Economic grievances. Catalonia was a prosperous region with a strong economy, notably in trade and industry. The imposition of heavy taxes and tariffs by the Spanish government, along with the economic repercussions of the 30 Years' War, burdened the Catalan economy and stirred discontent. Political discontent. The Catalans felt marginalized in decision-making processes as their traditional institutions and laws were disregarded by the central government. This led to a sense of political alienation and fueled the desire for greater autonomy and self-governance. Their cultural identity. Catalonia has a long-standing cultural identity with its own language, traditions, and institutions. The suppression of Catalan culture and language by the Spanish authorities further aggravated tensions and fueled nationalist sentiments among the Catalans. Let's follow the course of the revolt. The Catalan Revolt broke out in 164, triggered by a series of events that heightened tensions between the Catalans and the Spanish authorities. The revolt saw a coalition of various social groups within Catalonia, including the nobility, bourgeoisie, and peasantry, coming together to resist the centralizing policies of the Spanish crown. There was a rebellion, the people has spoken. The revolt began with a popular uprising in Barcelona in May 164, where the Catalans declared their support for King Louis XIII of France against the Spanish monarchy. This marked the beginning of armed resistance against Spanish forces in Catalonia. Warfare. The conflict escalated into a full-scale war, with Catalonia fighting for its independence from Spanish rule. The Catalans faced off against the Spanish army, led by the Count Duke of Olivares, and a series of battles and sieges across the region. External involvement. The Catalans sought support from external powers, including France, to bolster their struggle for independence. French intervention in the conflict further complicated the dynamics of the revolt and added another layer of complexity to the war. The fate of the revolt. The Catalan Revolt lasted for over a decade, with shifting fortunes for both sides. Despite some initial successes, internal divisions, external pressures, and military defeats weakened the Catalan resistance. The revolt eventually ended with the Treaty of the Pyrenees in 1659, which marked the incorporation of Catalonia back into the Spanish monarchy. Then, of course, there are consequences of the revolt. Loss of autonomy. The Catalan Revolt resulted in the loss of many of Catalonia's traditional privileges and autonomy. The Spanish crown imposed greater control over the region, diminishing the power of Catalan institutions and imposing stricter centralization. It came with a repression. After the suppression of the revolt, the Spanish authorities implemented harsh measures to punish the rebels and suppress dissent in Catalonia. This period saw a crackdown on Catalan culture, language, and political freedoms, further alienating the Catalans from the Spanish state. Their legacy of resistance. The Catalan Revolt left a lasting legacy of resistance and nationalism in Catalonia. The memory of the revolt and the struggle for independence became a symbol of Catalan identity and pride, fueling subsequent movements for autonomy and self-determination. The impact on the Spanish Empire. The Catalan Revolt had wider implications for the Spanish Empire, highlighting the challenges of governing a diverse and decentralized empire. The revolt exposed the tensions between centralization and regional autonomy within the Spanish monarchy, shaping future policies and conflicts. In conclusion, the Catalan Revolt was a pivotal moment in the history of Catalonia, illustrating the complex interplay of political, economic, and cultural factors that can lead to popular uprisings and armed resistance. The revolt and its aftermath had far-reaching consequences for Catalonia, Spain, and the broader European context, leaving a legacy of struggle, repression, and resilience that continues to resonate in the region's identity and aspirations. Let's continue discussing the aftermath of the Catalan Revolt and its enduring legacy. Cultural resilience. Despite the repression and loss of political autonomy, Catalan culture and identity persevered. The Catalan language, literature, and artistic expressions continued to flourish, serving as a beacon of resistance and resilience in the face of adversity. Regional identity. The Catalan Revolt solidified a sense of regional identity and solidarity among the Catalans. The shared experience of the revolt and its aftermath strengthened the bonds of community and fostered a collective memory of struggle and resistance. Political consequences. The Catalan Revolt had lasting political consequences, shaping the relationship between Catalonia and the Spanish state for centuries to come. The tensions between centralization and regional autonomy remained unresolved, fueling periodic conflicts and demands for greater self-governance in Catalonia. Modern autonomy. In contemporary times, Catalonia has enjoyed a degree of autonomy within the framework of the Spanish Constitution. The establishment of the Generalitat of Catalonia, the regional government with broad powers, reflects a compromise between centralization and decentralization in Spain. Legacy and contemporary relevance. Catalan nationalism. The Catalan Revolt laid the foundations for modern Catalan nationalism, a political movement advocating for greater autonomy or independence for Catalonia. The symbols, values, and memories of the revolt continue to inspire Catalan nationalists and shape political discourse in the region. Independence movements. The legacy of the Catalan Revolt continues to influence contemporary independence movements in Catalonia. Periodic calls for independence refer back to the historical struggle for self-determination and draw on the rhetoric of resistance against central authority. Political divisions. The question of Catalan independence remains a divisive issue in modern Spanish politics. Debates over the right to self-determination, the balance of power between Madrid and Barcelona, and the nature of the Spanish state are ongoing, reflecting the enduring legacy of the Catalan Revolt. International implications. The Catalan Revolt has captured the attention of the international community, with various countries and organizations monitoring the situation in Catalonia closely. The debate over Catalan independence raises broader questions about sovereignty, nationalism, and self-determination that resonate beyond Spain's borders. The Catalan Revolt was a significant event in the history of Catalonia, shaping the region's identity, cultural resilience, and political aspirations. The legacy of the revolt continues to reverberate in Catalonia's contemporary politics, fueling debates over autonomy, independence, and the relationship with the Spanish state. By understanding the causes, course, consequences, and enduring legacy of the Catalan Revolt, we gain insights into the complexities of regional identity, nationalism, and resistance in a historical context. The Catalan Revolt and the subsequent movements for autonomy and independence have drawn attention within the European Union. The debates over self-determination, sovereignty, and regional autonomy in Catalonia resonate with similar discussions in other regions of Europe. Human rights concerns. The Spanish government's handling of the Catalan independence movement, including the referendum held in 2017, raised concerns about human rights, freedom of expression, and the use of force in democratic processes. The international community closely monitored these developments and voiced opinions on the need for dialogue and peaceful resolution. A continued struggle for autonomy. Political landscape. Catalonia's political landscape remains complex, with various parties and movements advocating for different approaches to autonomy and independence. The diversity of opinions and strategies reflects the ongoing legacy of the Catalan revolt and the nuances of Catalan identity and aspirations. Legal challenges. The legal framework for addressing Catalonia's quest for autonomy has been a subject of controversy and debate. The Spanish Constitution, which emphasizes the unity of the Spanish state, has been contested by Catalan politicians and activists seeking greater self-governance and recognition of Catalan identity. We appreciate your support. Tune in for fresh episodes every week. Let's keep the conversation going. Join our community, subscribe, and grow with us.